शिनां वचो भ्रमन् सार्वज्ञस्यथवानगा समो विश्वर्यथे मायां हरे कथा यथा कथाम्। Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahmins, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of the Lord. Report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The practical experience of Maharaj Parikshit is disclosed herein, revealing that transcendental topics of the Lord act like injections when received by the sincere devotee from a person who is perfectly uncontaminated by material tinges. In other words, reception of the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam from professional men heard by Karmakandiya audience never acts miraculously as stated here. Devotional hearing of the messages of the Lord is not like hearing ordinary topics. Therefore, the action will be felt by the sincere hearer by experience of the gradual disappearance of ignorance. Yasya devi para bhaktir yatha deve tatha kuro tasyete katita hyartha prakashante mahatmana. When a hungry man is given food to eat, he feels satiation of hunger and the pleasure of dining simultaneously. Thus he does not have to ask whether he has actually been fed or not. The crucial test of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should get positive enlightenment by such an act. Maharaj Parikshit said, O learned Brahman, you know everything because you are without material contamination. Therefore, whatever you have spoken to me appears perfectly right. Your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of the Lord. Is disclosing in this verse the enlightenment that is taking place in his own heart upon hearing the narration of the topics of Krishna. Krishna appears in this world not only to liberate the people at the time of his appearance, but to reveal his words and his pastimes so that when repeated by sincere devotees and heard by sincere students of devotion, they would achieve the same effect as directly experiencing the pastimes of the Lord. Because there is no difference between the transcendental sound vibration and Krishna himself. Just as he is non-different than his name, in the same way, each of his leelas are non-different when we hear about them from the original Leela. And Maharaj Parikshit is experiencing that simply by hearing about Krishna, one can associate with Krishna directly. And this is the medium in which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that we could always be in the presence of God through transcendental sound vibration. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the role of a devotee. On one occasion, there was the Snanyatra. Snanyatra is when Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra are bathed in public. It's a beautiful, beautiful ceremony. And according to the tradition, by the arrangement of the Lord himself, the three of them become sick due to being bathed for so many hours in a public place. And during this sickness, Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra are brought to a secluded place. And only those special pujaris who act as the deity's physicians are allowed to see the Lord. At this time, they administer to the Lord medicines in the form of fruit juices, which are meant to bring the Lord back to his natural, healthy state. And the Lord is in this seclusion for about 2 weeks. And no devotees are allowed to see Jagannath at that time. He is not within the temple. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for him it was so painful to be in Jagannath Puri and not have the direct darshan of Lord Jagannath that he couldn't tolerate being in Jagannath Puri. Although Puri is such a holy place, the abode of the Lord without the Lord is empty. As Mahaprabhu has prayed, sunyayatam jagat saravam govinda virahe name, that this whole universe with all of its variegatedness appears like a dreary void without the sight of Govinda. For a devotee, it is Krishna, Krishna's presence, that gives meaning and life and beauty to anything and everything. And without Krishna's presence, everything is terribly empty. There's no meaning, there's no beauty. When Rupa Goswami explains that we should accept things favorable for devotional service and reject things unfavorable for devotional service, we should cultivate this perception that any situation, any place, any person, or anything that we cannot perceive its relationship to Krishna, we should see no beauty, no life, nothing. When we go down the streets and we see these big, big hoardings for the cinemas or advertisements for so many various objects to enjoy, for those who are very much immersed in the three modes of material nature, they are very fascinated by these advertisements. It just awakens propensities for material enjoyment within their hearts. But for a devotee, they are simply ugly, terrible, dry, lifeless, because the presence of Krishna is not there. So Lord Jagannath, when he left during his sickness, Lord Chaitanya could not tolerate being in Jagannath Puri. So he went to a place called Alalanath, which is about 15 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. There's a beautiful temple of Lord Vishnu and also a temple of Jagannath. And in Alalanath, Lord Chaitanya would sit in front of this Vishnu temple and he would sleep on top of a stone. He was a sannyasi. He would never accept soft beds. And to this day, that stone is there, just outside of the Alalanath Narayan temple. And if you go to the stone, you will see the very impression of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is within that stone. Because in his feelings of separation from Lord Jagannath, he would weep in such love that the stone actually began to melt. And in this way, his body became depressed within the stone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu literally is crying in ecstatic love, would melt stone. So in the same way, our hearts are like stone. And if we simply remember the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then our hearts will also gradually melt by his divine grace. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just could not bear the separation from the Lord. And the devotees did not know what to do. So Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and others, they came to bring Lord Chaitanya back to Jagannath Puri. But he was beside himself. So they had a big, big kirtan. And in this kirtan, they were all loudly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
And as it is said in this verse, that when sincere devotees vibrate the sound vibration of Krishna's names and glories, Krishna most definitely appears in full in that sound vibration. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon hearing the vibration of that kirtan, became so very ecstatic that he experienced the presence of Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. And all of his grief was mitigated, and he began to dance in ecstatic love, very happily returned with his devotees to Jagannath Puri. And Srila Prabhupada remarks in this beautiful pastime how Lord Chaitanya wanted to show us that the sound vibration of Krishna is absolutely non-different than Krishna himself. And our eagerness to hear the sound vibration is the qualification which brings about the state of mind by which we could actually receive Krishna in the form of that divine sound. Two things are required. One is the speaker or chanter of the name and the glories of the Lord must be a sincere devotee. Cannot be professional, cannot be a karma kandi, a jnana kandi, a yoga kandi. He must be a bhakta, a person who seriously accepts that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a person who has genuine faith that bhakti or devotion to God is the ultimate path, as well as the ultimate goal of self-realization. A person who has this faith, Krishna considers to be sincere, and he manifests himself through the words of a devotee. And by sincerely hearing, then the transmission of transcendental experience takes place. As it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surya Sam Ayahaya Andhakar, that Krishna is like the sun and Maya is like darkness. In the presence of the sun, darkness is destroyed. Similarly, in the presence of the sound vibration of Krishna's words, Krishna's pastimes, and Krishna's kirtan, the darkness of ignorance is gradually destroyed. Maharaj Parikshit specifically explains, as Srila Prabhupada translates, your speeches are gradually destroying the darkness of my ignorance, for you are narrating the topics of the Lord. Just as when the sun is about to rise in the morning, the darkness is gradually dispelled. It is not that at one moment it's pitch dark, midnight, and the next moment it is noontime and the sun is at its highest point, giving off all of its light. The sun is always giving off all its light, but how it appears to us is through a gradual process. At the time of dawn, first, when we look in the sky, it's pitch dark and all the stars are very bright. And gradually, it appears just as dark, but you no longer see the stars. And then gradually, the color of the sky turns from black to lighter and lighter and lighter shades of blue. Gradually you begin to start to see. And then beautiful colors, before the sun actually appears directly, beautiful colors on one side of the sky. On the other side of the sky it is still somewhat dark. And then the sun appears. And gradually, as the minutes and as the hours go by, to our vision becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. So in the same way, Krishna is like the sun. And when we begin to hear and chant his glories, he begins to rise in our heart, gradually dissipating all darkness and liberating us from all anxieties. And you cannot force the sun to do as you like. You cannot say, sun, I want you to bring about complete light immediately. You have to be patient. In the same way, Rupa Goswami explains, in our sadhana, we have to be enthusiastic. If we are not enthusiastic, the sun will not come. Krishna will not appear. But if we are enthusiastic, then we also have to be patient, because Krishna appears gradually by his own sweet will. At the beginning, just some of our basic values begin to change. We are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading from Srila Prabhupada's books, we are regularly chanting japa, coming for kirtan. Our values start to change. We may still have material propensities, but we no longer want to have them. We no longer want to associate with worldly people. We begin to see the futility of all of their pursuits for enjoyment and success. We gradually want to hear more and more the glories of the Lord. We want to associate more and more with devotees. We are not so interested in the cinema or the television, even the newspapers. We don't take enjoyment from the newspapers. Sometimes we may read to find out what's happening in this crazy world, just to reinforce our realization that this world is a place of misery and danger. But other than that, there's no pleasure. And things like eating forbidden foods, they begin to disgust us. And our whole sense of values begin to change. This means gradually our heart is being enlightened. And as we develop more and more of a taste for spiritual activities and distaste for material activities, we can understand that we are actually in the process of being enlightened. But this process takes time. We cannot expect the sun to rise instantly. Similarly, we cannot expect to be fully liberated in pure, unalloyed devotion immediately. But it is happening, and we can see signs. But still, some darkness is there. Some desires are still there. So we have to continue inviting the Son of Krishna to rise higher and higher in our hearts by hearing and chanting his glories and his holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And we should not lose faith. We should not lose hope or heart. We should be able to recognize how much progress we have made. And we should be able to understand, through the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, how we continue making progress. We should not come to the level of so many years to gradually come to the state of enlightenment that we are at, and then give it up because we are not yet fully enlightened. Like a student who goes to college and he goes for many years toward the degree, and then if the student says, well, I've been in college for 3.5 years and I still do not have my degree, what is the use of this college? And give it up. All of that time and energy which has brought you so far. In the same way, whatever spiritual activities we perform has taken us so far. Go all the way. Do not give up. It takes time. The sun is rising. But we have to have this faith that Krishna is none different than the sound vibration of his name and his glories. Srila Prabhupada explained to us that real liberation is to have this complete faith, that Krishna is none different than his name. Krishna calls that, Prabhupada says that's real liberation, because if you have that faith, you will definitely be liberated. You may not be liberated now, but you will definitely be liberated, because at all costs you will go on chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
We should not be like impatient, childish. We should be mature enough to understand what is the process of Krishna consciousness and to continue and to pursue. Srila Prabhupada explains here that Maharaja Parikshit's practical experience is disclosed herein, revealing that transcendental topics of the Lord are like injections when received by the sincere devotee. Injections. This is very interesting. Today one of our devotees, Raghupati Prabhu, had very, very severe fever in the temple. He had 106 degree fever. The doctor, Dinanath Prabhu, 106 degree fever is very high. He was thinking there must be something wrong with this thermometer. So he went and got his own personal trusted thermometer. And it was 105.5 degree fever. So anyways, it was a very high fever. So this is, of course, very dangerous. Some people, they give up their life when they have such a fever. So he called Dr. Alwa, savior of the sick. And Dr. Alwa told him, give him this particular injection. What is the name of the injection? I don't know. Some injection. The injection to bring down fever. So he gave him injection, and within a matter of minutes it went down to 101. Harivo! So Srila Prabhupada is explaining that hearing the topics of Krishna is like an injection. We are all suffering a fever, the fever of material attachment and material illusion. But when we hear the glories of the Lord, it is like an injection that brings down this fever to a safe level by which we can gradually become spiritually healthy. So let us chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Is there any questions?
Have complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His name or sound vibration is not different from Him.
Yes.
The object of spiritual life.
That is the process. We must cultivate that faith, because when we have that faith, then we will continue to hear the glories of the Lord and continue to chant His names under all circumstances, whatever difficulties we may come in, however long it takes. We know that Krishna is in His name. We know that Krishna is none different than the narrations of His glories. So therefore we go on hearing and chanting, and we continue to make spiritual progress throughout our life. That is very important. Because through the process of purification, sometimes various anarthas come out of us, unwanted desires. They start coming out, and it actually appears that we're going down instead of up. And sometimes Krishna tests us in various ways. And in those tests, things appear very hopeless. And the only way we will continue is we must have faith that Krishna is non-different than His name. Krishna is non-different than the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we will go on hearing and go on chanting, and we will go on being purified despite all the various situations of life that we are put through on the spiritual path. So that is very, very important. Srila Prabhupada would plead with us, do not give up this Krishna consciousness. Whatever happens, do not give up your Krishna consciousness. You will go back to Godhead. It is certain. Don't give up. Don't be illusioned by Maya. Don't think you're not making progress. You are, if you are following properly. but it is a gradual process. Yes?
To factually hear the sound vibrations, but if somebody is remembering Krishna, can it be a substitute for hearing the sound vibrations?
If you are remembering, then that is also a sound vibration. It is a sound vibration in your mind, your heart. It is a very soft sound vibration. But your mind, just like I'm giving a lecture now, and some of you can't even hear what I'm saying because your mind is screaming so many words of desires. You have had this experience before? You have some fear or some anxiety, and your mind is just screaming out, go here, go there, what to do? How terrible. I must have this. And it's screaming so loud, although we're sitting here with very, very powerful microphone and amplification system. You can't even hear what I'm saying because your mind is just drowning it out with its loud voice. So is that not a sound vibration in your mind? It's inundating your whole consciousness. So in the same way, we can think of Krishna. We could long for Krishna. We could always remember Krishna's name. But in our sadhana, it is very important to fix our mind on the name through the process of verbalizing that sound. If that is impossible, then you can internalize that sound. But for those who have the capacity to chant, it is more effective. And that is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught Krishna Smaranam, to always remember Krishna. But the method that he most recommended was kirtan, where everyone is very loudly calling out Krishna's name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It is a very practical process of drowning out all these other voices in our mind.
You said Krishna always puts test after the anartha, test always come. During this test, our faith is also tested. So we may have the faith because we are associating with devotees regularly, but what about our dependents? They may not have the faith to that percentage or extent, and they may get bewildered and they may even sometimes stop chanting or associating with devotees.
Dependents?
Yeah. Suppose what dependent is. So, in such a situation, what is our role in that?
You are being tested. You must go on. You must continue the march forward. You know the story of Tukaram? His disappearance? His wife was a nice devotee, and he was a devotee. And Lord Narayan sent his messengers on a beautiful spiritual airplane to come to where Tukaram was living. He was living a simple life. And he said, come, now we will take you back to Godhead, but you must come now. No time to wait, you must come now. So he called his wife. He said, please come. Come back to Godhead with me. He said, no, no, I have to take care of the buffalo. So he said, all right, you take care of the buffalo. And he went back to God. So it's like that. You should invite your dependents to come. But if they're not willing to come, you have to go. And when you get there, then they will also come eventually. Yes?
How do we know that Krishna tests our faith?
How do we know? Because he says. How do we know anything? Because Krishna tells us. Krishna will test your faith. And if you read the scriptures and you see, associate with Vaishnavas, then you will understand how Krishna is testing your faith. If you do not have good sadhana, if you're not hearing the glories of the Lord, chanting his names, associating with devotees of the Lord, you will never understand how Krishna is testing your faith. So this comes through knowledge. And knowledge comes through hearing and the association of the Lord's devotees. Acharyopashanam. One who hears the words of the acharyas, they know what is what. No one else can know. Everyone else is simply under the illusion of the spell of Maya.
So that one should reject unfavorable conditions for devotional service. Mm. And we also hear that one should remain in his particular position, what Krishna desires. Mm. So how can we understand these both things?
Because you're in the military. And if you... This is what you're saying, right? We've already discussed this. We have certain obligations that may be upon us, that may be unavoidable. So we must try to transform our consciousness within that situation. In the situation of the Kurma Brahman, he was a grihastha. He considered that the grihastha ashram was unfavorable, and he was ready and willing with a sincere heart to give it up and take to the life of renunciation in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he said, this grihastha ashram is too painful. All these material things are just causing too much distress to my heart. I must leave it. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you could make it all Krishna conscious. You can turn the whole thing into a perfect Krishna conscious environment by just putting Krishna in the center. You could make your whole family into a beautiful, beautiful Vaikuntha atmosphere. So that is one situation. Others are conditions that we are in by some inconceivable arrangement, perhaps of the laws of karma, or by the arrangement of the Lord directly, where the whole environment appears to be in opposition against our Krishna consciousness. And we cannot transform it. You may be able to transform your whole family into devotees and make it Vaikuntha, but to transform the whole military into devotees is not that much more difficult than transforming your family. but it is more difficult in some cases. So in that, you have to understand how the environment is actually, all the appearing unfavorable conditions of the environment are actually helping you to go deeper and deeper into transforming your own consciousness toward pure devotional service. Does that answer your question? You look quite blissful.
Where our material life is concerned, we are just asked to do the needful. But this doing the needful, you know, for day-to-day existence becomes so overwhelming that our sadhana gets affected. I mean, we really don't know how to set the limit for the so-called needful. What should one be doing in those circumstances?
By using your good intelligence and taking guidance, we can understand how to balance our life. Most important is that every morning and every evening we very carefully dedicate our time to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and regularly associating with sadhus. And we live a pious life, not for our greed or prestige, but concentrating on how we could best serve Krishna. Hari Bol.